Previously on He Who Forsakes the Crown.
How much do you value your life, Damian Kyrie?
How did he get out?
Please stop this! We're done!
Very well.
Kuro was taken by Kilahara.
If you don't bring Kuro back, don't come back.
Does he actually love me?
You're the only woman he's ever loved. There he is. Disgusting brown water filled up the hole. Forget the target. This was our main goal.
The following story contains adult themes and depictions of violence and trauma. This podcast is not for children. Please, be advised.
Summer storms were never very common in DuPont, so I was a bit confused when thunder clapped and lightning struck. Heavy water poured from the sky, soaking my hair and clothing. The path was getting more difficult to traverse as it grew muddier with each moment. I was lucky. I had made it to Iena. Iena was a small village on the outskirts of DuPont. If I galloped at full speed, I'd only be a few hours from home. The trip has given me a lot of time to think. I let my fear control me. Typically, that doesn't happen. I can't let it happen again. I just needed to find a sign. I saw a familiar head of silvery pink hair. She leaned against the exterior of an inn, staring up into the sky, the rain falling into her outstretched hand. I led my horse to rest, approaching Leah. You're going to get sick if you stay out here.
I feel sick every time I go inside.
What are you talking about?
Everyone is, we're a bit at odd ends at the moment.
Are you serious? There are more important matters right now.
It's not my fault. There is bound to be some infighting with everything going on.
It doesn't matter anyways. Get inside. We'll need to get back on the road before dawn.
The storm isn't going to let up before dawn.
Then we ride through the storm.
We can't do that.
It's nothing we haven't done before.
Sayoko, we can't. We should go inside. They've only got 2 available rooms here. We rented them both for the night.
Why?
Let's sit.
Tell me what happened.
It's Kuro. He can't stand water.
What?
He'll try to tell you he's fine. He'll even crack a joke or two, but he's been terrified of water the entire time. He won't drink, let alone eat anything. If you leave him alone, he'll just stare off. When we had to cross the sea to Balsina, we were loading the boat and he panicked, Sayoko. He started to lash out, then said we were trying to kill him. He tried to destroy the boat. So Catalina had to put him to sleep. It was horrible to watch. She could barely use her powers, so it took a minute or two, and the entire time he was just begging her not to do it. I told her to stop. I thought perhaps there was a better way around it, but they argued with me. Said we needed to leave now before the storm hit the sea. It wasn't even a peaceful sleep. He just kept tossing and turning.
Oh, that's horrible.
It's exactly why we can't leave.
You heard the prince. We need to be back within 5 days.
We're not gods. Everyone is exhausted. We're all safe. He could stand to wait a day or two.
He'll already be upset that we lost the target.
Well, I don't know what to tell you. He'll refuse to leave before the storm clears.
He's in the room?
One of the guys should be with him. they've been switching off.
All right. I'll go talk to him.
What are you going to say?
I don't know.
Hey. Get up. Zane, get up. It's 4 in the afternoon. You've been sleeping for the past 6 hours. Zane!
Ah! Fuck!
Are you awake now?
Ah! Dear Minervia, why do you care?
You're really giving up.
I was sleeping.
Answer the question.
What do you mean, giving up?
Everything. That's it?
What do you want me to do, Argus? You want me to face the world? You want me to go on and fight for eternal love? You want me to be king?
It's better than laying down and dying.
I don't know if you've been paying much attention, but things are not getting better. They never have, and they never will.
You're being a coward.
Why can't I be a coward? When has stepping up ever worked for me? What am I even working for? A kingdom I'll never have?
Don't talk like that.
I'll probably be dead before I can take the throne.
Not with me around.
Great. Then I'll just suffer for eternity.
Then maybe suffer the right way and get off of your ass.
Suffer the right way?
Suffer for something you care about. Suffer for love.
I have no love to suffer for.
You do. You just don't want to fight for her. Maybe if you actually fought for something in your life, you'd have the motivation to get it done.
Fighting is futile.
Then fight harder. Fight like you've never fought before. You want eternal love. You want something permanent. Do you want happiness? Fight like you actually care about it. Take a look at yourself. You're being pathetic.
I am pathetic.
You're not pathetic. You're being pathetic. There's a difference. If Minervia gave up like you, the term eternal love wouldn't exist. But she didn't. And it does. So fight or keep her name out of your mouth.
Hey, Captain.
Hello. How are you feeling?
Could be better. I'm a bit sore.
I apologize. I wish we were home already. That way, you could properly rest.
You shouldn't worry about me, Cap. I'm fine.
You don't have to be fine.
Well, I am.
You haven't been eating.
I don't have much of an appetite at the moment.
You need to eat. It'll help. I know he hasn't eaten in days. They were letting him starve down there. They wanted to see what would kill him first. The isolation, the water, the starvation. I'm quite hungry myself. The food down there. Does it look appetizing?
I wouldn't know. I haven't gone down.
I suppose any warm meal would be better than field rations. Let's go down and have dinner.
I don't know, Cap. I think I'll sit this one out.
You're going to make me eat alone?
I'll make the others uncomfortable.
That's not true.
It is. They're treating me like I'm made of porcelain. Every time they look at me, it's just pity in their eyes.
I think you'll have to excuse them. Even after all of these years, we've never dealt with a situation like this. They're just worried. That's all. It's out of love.
I don't like it.
You should voice that to them. They'll listen.
Rhineck is upset whenever it storms in the summer. It'll ruin the crops. The detriment to the season. But I used to run around in the rain whenever it happened. I don't think I could do that anymore.
You don't have to.
I will, though. Eventually. I can't hide from the sky. I know it's irrational, Captain. I just don't think I can be rational anymore. It was so cold down there. For 5 days, the only thing in my sight was water. It just crept up higher and higher. Every hour on the hour, I thought I was going to die down there. By something as simple as water.
I understand.
You do?
You have the right to be irrational. I'm the same. Something of a similar nature happened to me. I've never been rational about it. Even after 6 years. I let my fear control me. I have no means to judge you about yours.
Oh, Captain, I get why you hate that castle so much now.
It's never been a fun place. Let's go eat. Food makes us less pensive. It's been a long day. Let's end it with a meal.
We aren't leaving tonight.
No, it'll be too difficult to travel. We're waiting out the storm. Kuro wasn't perfectly fine. Nobody expected him to be, and we know that he can't be left alone. People handle their traumas in different ways. While I isolated myself for months, processing the things that had actually happened to me, others play off their emotions. Eventually, it all comes out. It has to. We wouldn't get anywhere otherwise. His Royal Highness will have to deal with our tardiness, because I cannot lead like him. If the prince asked it of me, I'd walk through fire. That doesn't mean I take my team along for the ride.
If there's one thing that I always forget, it's the summer storms. Heavy rain beat down on the castle windows, drumming in a chaotic pattern. It was midday, yet it looked like dusk was approaching. The trees swayed back and forth as the rain beat against the green earth. This weather, it makes me feel uncertain. No matter where I go or what I do, the captain's words seem to stick with me. Maybe I am being too harsh. There's a lot of things I don't really know or understand. I don't particularly like secrets being kept from me. I just want honesty. I'm tired of being lied to. If what the captain said is true, then there's more happening behind the scenes. I wasn't there when the village was set ablaze. I was only caught in the midst of it. Jacob wasn't even there. He just told me what he knew of the situation. Goddess, why is it so difficult? Zane isn't inherently bad. He's done some fairly awful things in the past. Some have been fairly forgivable. Some not. He knows right from wrong. He's told me before, he'll atone for his mistakes when he knows he makes them. That's honestly the most consistent thing I know about him. Is that why he didn't apologize? If anything, he seemed more defensive and on guard. He was so abrasive. By the god, it makes much more sense now, but it doesn't explain everything. Even if all of this passes, what will become of us? Guilty or not, will there still be a rift between us? This has been blown out of proportion.
Lady Anne?
Hello there.
Greetings, Lady Anne of Arendoyle.
What requires my presence, good knight?
Captain Kyrie wishes to speak with you, my lady.
Captain Kyrie, you say?
Yes, he considers you to be quite the acquaintance.
Very well. Lead me to him. The rain had settled for a bit, the sky still an ashen gray. More rain was to come, and I don't think it'll let up anytime soon. Before I knew it, I was in an area surrounded by guards. Some faces looked young, some looked old. It was a very strange assortment of people in one area. Is this the Southern Guard Academy of DuPont?
You're correct, my lady.
As I made my way into the building, many of the new recruits lined up, bowing to me. Why are they—
Respect, my lady.
Thank you.
Lady Anne.
Captain Kyrie. His face was still a bit bruised, but he was healing up nicely. Captain Kyrie! It's so good to see you in good health.
As am I. Thank you, Lieutenant. That will be all.
In all honesty, I don't know what to expect. I barely said a sentence to this man, yet he treats me like a friend. Another thing I don't understand.
I know this is strange, Lady Anne. We've barely spoken, and I know this might seem, well, amiss.
Whatever do you mean, Captain?
There's no need to play dumb. You and I know what happened in his office that day.
Yes, I do.
I just wanted to thank you.
For what?
For sparing me.
I shouldn't have had to.
I'm aware. You and I are both aware of how the prince can be. However, not only have you spared me, you've spared many others.
How so?
I do not know if you've heard, but I received two apologies from His Royal Highness, one by letter and one in person.
It seems a bit excessive.
In retrospect, maybe. But I've noticed something. He's changed as a person. It hasn't been very apparent recently, but he's changing for the good.
He is now, is he?
He came to apologize to me once before an important meeting. He seemed to regret what he did. As if he was embarrassed about what he did to me.
As he should?
Even during meetings, he'll try his hardest to not take his rage out on anyone in the room. He'll stoically walk out and return when he's in a calmer state.
What am I to gain from this?
Lady Anne, I'm not one to dive into anyone's business, but I feel like you are the one that was causing this change. Now, don't get me wrong, I'm not complaining. I think this change is great, but he hasn't been doing too well recently.
Why's that?
Many things are piling up on him, and he hasn't had the chance to take a break. I'm not saying that you should go see him, but I think a talk between the two of you might get him in the right spirits.
I see, Captain.
Damien. You can call me Damien.
Really, Anne?
Pleasure to make your acquaintance.
If only speaking to a man was that simple.
Tell me about it.
It's just that we've been in this argument for a while, and I'm not even sure how to approach him anymore.
Well, he never leaves his office. It just takes courage to go in there.
Damien.
Yes, Rilianne?
Do you think that Prince Zane is capable of owning up to his actions?
Well, believe it or not, yes. I think he's fully capable. He can be a bit of a stubborn mule sometimes. But he'll always take accountability for when he's in the wrong. Hell, have you seen how he runs this country?
How does he run the country?
All of his father's sins, he takes as his own. He'll bear the torment of the people to make life easier for everyone else. He's not a tyrant. He never has been. He just has a terrible temper. Now, politically, I can't recall a single time where he's done something for himself. Everything he's done has been for the improvement of DuPont. If him taking the blame for everything can return this place back to its glory days, he'll do it without hesitation.
Thank you. I really needed reassurance.
I know I'm not a mercenary or someone from a powerful family, but I can tell you one thing.
I'm listening.
If there's something on your mind, seek it out. You only have so long before the window of opportunity closes.
Thank you, Captain Kyrie.
Not a problem, Lady Anne. If you ever need anything from me, look for a royal guard with a navy blue handkerchief around their neck.
Would that be you, by any chance?
No. It would be one of my lieutenants. They'll guide you in my direction.
I'll make sure to remember that.
Please do.
The lieutenant stood by the door, ready to escort me back to the castle. I took a mental note of the handkerchief that she wore. Navy blue base, gold outline. Thank you, Lieutenant.
Not a problem, Lady Anne.
He's right. Captain Kyrie is right. I can't let everyone decide what I can or can't believe. I need to jump on this opportunity before it's too late. I will not hold any bias, nor will I hold any animosity. I won't let the thoughts of others cloud my decisions. If he's the man I truly met before, he'd be willing to tell me the truth. It's time.
Hey there. You are listening to episode 21 of He Who Forsakes the Crown. It's actually raining right now, so please excuse any rain noises. And I was considering not doing an ad break. I didn't do one last episode, for those of you who noticed. And because I was trying to figure out whether they were necessary or not. Still on the fence, but I'm going to talk this time. I wanted to let you know that next episode will be the final episode of Act 2. So season 1 will be a solid 3 acts. I don't have enough information on Act 3 yet, so I don't know if we're taking a month off. It's probably going to be a yes, but we will be here with it. And next episode's going to hurt. It hurt to write it, and it hurt to hear it at the cold read. And from the lines I've heard so far, it hurts to listen to it. You're going to love that. And I just want to take this time to give a great shout out to our voice actors, because they completely make the story. And sometimes they take it in a completely different route than I had envisioned it. And it always just comes out beautifully. You know, this really could not be done without them. I encourage you to check out our website, www.chapter15studios.com, and our casting links and such, to go check out our voice actors. You know, they're in other projects, they got other stuff going on, and they're really talented, stunning people. And also, He Who Forsakes the Crown is an entirely volunteer-based project. So, you know, these people take time out of their day to do this work for free, excellently. So please support them in whatever way you can. And if you're enjoying the show, please subscribe, give us a rating if you're able, tell a friend, post about us, you know, because if every single one of you got one of your friends to listen to He Who Forsakes the Crown, then we'd have twice the listeners we have now. And that would really boost my ego and raise my self-esteem. And as always, if you're not following us on the socials, we are on Twitter at CH15 Studios. We are on Instagram at Chapter 15 Studios. We're on Tumblr too, but I don't really check it that often. And we're on TikTok with Chapter 15 Studios. The TikTok is stupid. That's all I have to say. Happy March. Let's hope spring is a good season and very fruitful. I hope you enjoy the rest of the episode. Bye-bye.
Today. Today is the day I'll finally learn the truth. Today is the day I'll get the full story. I don't want to live in darkness anymore. I want only the truth. He needs to understand that I'm coming under terms of business. Sane has a tendency to read someone based on their appearance. I wanted to appear serious, but soft. Perhaps nothing warm. Maybe I should wear green? I feel anxious, but it's what has to be done. I can't let one thing plague my thoughts forever. I haven't looked this nice in a while. I must make peace.
Good day, Lady Anne.
Oh, Captain Kyrie! How are you feeling?
Quite all right. Security has been tightened recently.
That's always good to hear.
It is. Those are beautiful roses.
Thank you. I bought them myself.
You're going to see them?
Is it that obvious?
There isn't a single man who loved roses as much as the prince. Please be careful. Not that I would think that he harm you, but for your own sake. If it gets to be too much, do what's best for you.
Thank you.
Now, allow me to not waste any more of your time, my lady.
No, you're fine. It was nice to see you, Captain.
To you as well, Lady Anne.
Maids dusting, sweeping, mopping. Butlers adjusting and polishing furniture. Guards littering the halls, patrolling each area. It feels like home. My home. No response. No response. He seems so out of character. Is he asleep?
What are you doing here?
I've come to talk.
Talk?
He stared at the roses for a long second. I couldn't tell if he was lost in thought or counting the stems.
Can you give me a second?
Take your time. Zane picked up his clothes and brought himself to a mirror. He adjusted his clothing to a more proper look, fixing his jabot and putting on his jacket. He combed his fingers through his hair, hoping to fix the mess.
My apologies. I do not wish to seem improper.
Just for me?
For anyone. Listen.
Look, I...
No, I know. I understand. It was a heat-of-the-moment thing. I didn't mean to yell at you. Things have been really stressful recently.
I understand. I don't want an apology. I just want to hear the truth.
The truth?
I want to hear it from you. What happened that night?
I... Would you believe me?
If you can make sense of everything that I've heard, yes, I would.
It all started days prior. I heard word about Wolvesbane, and I had made my way to Arendorn. I didn't really expect to get into a conflict with anyone. I just wanted to survey the area. He never really showed his face in DuPont, so... I thought I'd have a better chance in a place more remote. I thought that we'd be able to capture him there and end the rebellion. However, it was a trap. I was under the impression that Lord Barhawk was going to be of assistance, I didn't know where to go or what to do. Then I ran into you.
Excuse me?
I was enchanted by you.
This village can seem like a labyrinth sometimes.
I forgot who I was, where I was, and who I am.
If you'd like, I can show you
around. Unfortunately, I had to remember it all when that brat came up to us. I don't know what it was, but I wanted to protect you. You shouldn't have been subjected to that sort of humility. When Lord Barhawk brought me into his manor, something didn't seem right. I had Captain and Riley with me. They hid in the shadows, following my every move. He led me to his office and shut the door behind me. He tried to sneak up from behind and strangle me, but I fought him. I fought him for what seemed like over an hour. He was able to pin me down, and he grabbed a candle from his desk to burn me. I knocked it over and kicked him in the chest. The fire started to spread onto the rug and into the walls. He got behind his desk and started throwing things at the fire, anything to fuel it. He even threw an oil lamp at me in an attempt to scald me. He was trying to kill me. I fled the scene in hopes of escaping his trap, but no. The fire started to spread throughout the entire manor and into the village. There wasn't anything I could do to stop it. He called his guards over, trying to capture me. It didn't matter if I was dead or alive. They wanted the bounty that's on my head. The bounty for the rebellion. Riley was able to fend them off, and I was forced into the forest. I'm sure no one saw me. But if my face was recognized, I would have been blamed for the fire. If I hadn't been already.
I see. What about Jacob?
I have his contract. Right here.
One must not partake within the boundaries of natural life. Prior families can still exist. However, newer families cannot exist. Courtship and anything of that nature will be a reason for punishment. She was right. Of course she was right. She's the captain, after all. Doesn't that seem a bit harsh?
It's to protect their loved ones and their children from getting hurt.
I understand, but I feel like that wouldn't change anything.
How so?
If you love someone, you can accept them for who they are and what they'll do. There's always a risk of danger. However, you shouldn't take away their freedom to prevent them from getting hurt. That's a choice that they should make.
I see your point. Is there anything else you need to see?
No. There isn't. Thank you for your time.
Really, Anne, please. Just stay. Only for a moment. Look, I'm sorry for everything. But please, hear me out.
I'm listening.
I can't focus, knowing that things aren't all right between us.
What?
You hate me, don't you?
No, I don't.
Please, don't act so cold. I can't bear to see you go. Not when you're right in front of me.
Zane, please, I...
Every moment since then, my heart has ached for you. I can't get you out of my mind. Every waking second feels like my own personal hell. I'm sorry that I've done too much. It's selfish of me. Even now, I can't just manipulate a situation to make it work in my favor. I can't do it. Not like this. It hurts. hurts so much knowing that I lost you just because I was being selfish. I can't lose you again. Really? I...
Please excuse me. I thought I could do this. I thought I was strong enough. I don't know.
He Who Forsakes the Crown is an audio drama written and produced by Chapter 15 Studios, featuring the amazing vocal performances of Eric Smith as Zane DeMonte, Julia Orsborn as Rillianne Duvon, Chara Lynn as Seo Kokina, Levi Coulter as Leah, Ranger H. Fox as Argus, Rodrigo Tamayo as Kuro, Deshaun Ricks as Damien, and Giselle as the guard. We hope you enjoyed this episode of He Who Forsakes the Crown, and you will hear from us again on April 4th.